The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the side. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
This is what the Indianapolis Colts need to do in the 2024 NFL Mock Draft. Ryan Wilson and Emmy Hunt from With the First Pick here to give you the ultimate mock draft for the team that picks 15th overall. Look at that, Emery. Harry already got us in the NFL Mock Draft Database Simulator at number 15. So they lost Anthony Richardson early in the season. He was a breath of fresh air. They can go in any number of directions here. I mean, you got Brock Bowers, you got Quinyon Mitchell, Jared Verse. I don't think he's going to be here at 15, but I've seen some situations where he slipped a little bit. I think he's a fantastic player. Brian Thomas Jr. Like everyone on this draft board is an absolute home run for you as a Colts team that has not a ton of needs, but has enough needs where you can't go wrong at this pick here. Which direction are you leaning, Chris Ballard?
Listen, they do need a corner. I love what they have, but they do need another corner. They do need another pass rusher, I feel like. But you do have a franchise quarterback that you want to continue to build around. And while you like Pittman, you like Downs, you like Pierce when he catches the football, you like the tight end group, but they got to stay healthy. So that's why I'm going to go with Brock Bowers here over Brian Thomas, over Jared Verse, over Quinyon Mitchell. I'm going to continue to stockpile weapons for my QB1 last year in Anthony Richardson.
Here's the thing. You mentioned Alec Pierce. He ran the 4.39 or 4.41, whatever it was, at the combine, and everyone got excited about him. He was a good player coming out of Cincinnati. He hasn't quite lived up to those expectations. Josh Downs had a nice season last year as a rookie out of UNC in the slot. But I think after that, and we know about Michael Pittman Jr., if you want to give Anthony Richardson some weapons, why not give him the most versatile weapon in this draft class, potentially, and Brock Bowers? We don't know how fast he is because he didn't run because of injuries. He looks fast, and he's outrunning dudes in the SEC. So he ain't out there playing, you know, Sunday pickup ball and outrunning the fat guy that works at the down at the corner grocery store. So I get it. I'm not upset with this. And the other thing is, a lot of times cornerbacks who ball out in college, sometimes they need an adjustment period. You don't always know what you're getting. I think Quinyon and Terry are going to be great, but I have no doubt that Brock Bowers, if he's healthy, is going to come in and be really, really good. Maybe not Sam LaPorta day one good, because he's a unicorn. But I mean, if you get Dalton Knox out of him, is that his name, Dalton Knox? He's
Dalton
the one, right?
Knox, from Buffalo.
I get him confused with the other one they drafted a few years ago out of Ole Miss. But if you get that sort of production year one, you're doing something. All right. Next up, 46.
Oh, wow. Listen, let's go to cornerback.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Ladd McConkey's sitting there, though.
I know. Listen, let's check out corner first before we go luxury. Let's check out.
Give them all the weapons.
Max Melton is outstanding. Give me Max Melton.
Melton over Ladd McConkey.
I love Darius Rush last year, but he didn't make the squad. He ended up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I love Darius Rush too.
Right, and we knew they doubled down on corner in the draft, and we talked about this after the draft, how much we love their draft with Juju Brinson, Darius Rush, but Rush didn't make it.
Yep.
I like Melton, so let's get Melton again. Let's
cooler heads prevail, corner. Probably. Under this thing, I got my Ladd McConkey shirt on because I'm such a huge Ladd McConkey fan.
And Brock, he can play inside and outside too, both guys. But I get you. Listen, I'm right there with you. I'm all about offense, but I want them to get like stifling on defense.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. And you're in that division now with Houston, so you got to score points, but you also got to stop.
You got to cover
from scoring. Yeah. Oh man, I'll be interested to hear how Colts fans feel about passing Ladd McConkey again at Football Game Plan on Twitter. If you have some thoughts on that,
let's go to receiver.
Oh, now you want to go back to receiver?
Look at that, Burton. And you listen, Burton. That's my guy. Or you have Javon Baker, who is Mr. Above the Rim. You know,
former Alabama transfer.
Right. That's it. So listen, I'm gonna roll with the explosiveness because I like speed. Let's go, Burton.
So, right. This is sort of what you were hoping you were getting in Alex Pierce, who's a bigger wide receiver, and it just hasn't worked out yet. So you're okay having two guys, three guys now. You got Pittman, Pierce, and Burton, sort of similar body types. You okay with that?
Right, because I'm thinking of rack guys, you know, and those guys that can catch and go. And that's what we want. We want to create basketball on grass. And Cole Bishop right there, like I love his game. Let's go to defensive end. Let's see what pass rush looks like.
So it's safety. They got Julian Blackman. They got Nick Cross out of Maryland, who I like a lot. Our guy Rick Spielman is a huge Cole Bishop fan, just to keep that on the back burner. Gabriel Murphy played opposite Leatu Latu. You and I have talked about Javon Solomon, who folks aren't talking up enough because he went to Troy. But he's a two-point edge rusher with some juice, a little bowling ball off the edge. It's hard to block. Mo Kamara, another young man with juice. He's a little undersized. I think he's a situational pass rusher. What are you eyeballing here?
Well, that's the thing. You got Samson Ebukam. You got Jannard Avery. All those guys are similar. But, you know, Mo Kamara is outstanding. Go to linebacker. I feel like they get some depth there. And let's see what we still have. Okay, we could pass on linebacker. Let's go back to edge. I do feel like, you know, we can get a little bit better there. I'm going to go with Kamara. I like Kamara a lot.
Okay.
I think he's explosive. Let's get Mo Kamara out of Colorado State.
Yeah, we didn't hear a lot about Mo Kamara because he played at Colorado State, but that Colorado game and Colorado's offensive line was suspect for sure. He was doing some work in that game, and I think that put him on the map for people who stayed up late on the East
right.
Coast watch that West Coast football. All right, pick 151. We can go any number of directions here. So running back, I see Audric Estime, and I have a soft spot for him. So they got Jonathan Taylor, of course, and they got Evan Hull, who's a good player, Tyson Goodson, who's a good player, Trey Sermon. So they're okay there. I don't think you need to take a flyer, but I see Dwayne Carter sitting there, and they got Grover Stewart and, of course, DeForest Buckner. They did sign Raekwon Davis, so there's some depth there as well. So
I mean, we just took Max Melton because I like Jerrion Jones as well.
I think you can – well, listen, I think you can go even more depth-wise at cornerback slash safety because Juju we talked about, but after that is Daryl Baker Jr. And then you have Dallas Flowers is currently penciling in as the other outside starter. Jalen Jones, who's had a really good rookie season. I thought he was underdrafted out of Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have a chance to play too. But I think if you want to keep adding depth, well, we know who Kenny Moore is. He just signed a big deal as the nickel.
Let's look at running back. Let's because Hall is coming off an injury. You know,
I like Estime, and I thought when people ask me about Estime, I say Kyron Williams ran a 4.7 as well at Notre Dame. And in the right system, which was Los Angeles Rams, he was running over dudes. So Audric Estime, I don't think is as good as Kyron Williams as a complete player. But in his pro day, he ran a 4.58, if that makes you feel better. Now, below that's Will Shipley, who is he's not going to run through a bunch of arm tackles.
Nah.
Garrendo is big, and he ran the 4.33s. I don't think he plays that fast. I actually like Dylan Johnson out of Washington a little better if we're talking about a big back. But I'll defer to our running back.
I like obviously Davis is my number three, and Garrendo.
I like Isaiah Davis too. Yeah,
but I will go back to D tackles. Carter is so good, I can't pass him up, and I like rotating depth. Even though we got Tommy Adebare last year in the draft,
he's sort of a tweener. It's hard to figure out where he's
right.
Going to play.
And so you know he's a swing player. So listen, let's double down and get better, even better. So I'm gonna go with Carter. He's a fantastic player.
And just below Carter, who I like, and I have him ranked above Christian Boyd. Christian Boyd's a dude too. We've talked about him before at Northern Iowa, sort of a smaller school guy. But yeah, so we have five picks, two offense, three defense, and. Man, we're going to come back and watch this thing in 3 years when they're inducting Ladd McConkey to the Hall of Fame and wonder what Emory did.
Let's go to Luke McCaffrey then. Here's the thing. Because, all right, let's we got Luke McCaffrey and we got Anaya Smith. Anaya Smith gives us, you know what? I'm going to take Anaya Smith. The reason
Wait a second, though. Let me ask you this, though. Mm-hmm. What about Jacob Cowing out of Arizona?
I like Anaya Smith's ability as a return specialist.
Okay.
He has the experience there. And I want to take Josh Downs off of returns.
Okay. And, so, and we're at the point in the process where you can draft for that. Right. You want to keep your slot receiver healthier. And then Anaya Smith, obviously, a little more versatility. Anaya didn't run as fast in the pro days. Pre-draft process is Jacob Cowling. Jacob ran a 4.38. Anaya ran a little faster than that. I thought he played faster than that, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah, let's go to Anaya Smith.
Wide receiver out of and return guy to Texas A&M.
Wide receiver slash running back, too.
Yeah, he's thick.
Yeah.
And Anthony Gold's another guy I would have liked there, too.
And McCaffrey, you could make a case for him, too, because he's versatile.
McCaffrey, absolutely.
Let's go interior offensive line depth. Let's go guard.
All right, so we got Quentin Nelson. We got Ryan Kelly. We got Will Freeze.
Oh, look at that. You got C.J. Hansen out of Holy Cross. You got Nugent. As well.
Rain's a good player at Oklahoma. Charles Turner at LSU. What pick are we on here, Harry? This is 234. Okay, so we can go in any direction here.
Yeah,
so
let's go Hanson. They got a thing for the small college guys. Jake Witt out of Northern Michigan last year. Pinter from, you know, the MAC of Ball State. But I like Hanson out of Holy Cross.
All right, that's it. So at number 15, Brock Bowers. And this is where, let me ask you this. Where do you think Brock Bowers ends up going off the board?
Listen, he can go anywhere from 5 to about 15, to be honest, because we talked about this before with the Chargers. It wouldn't shock me to see that's a thinking process of Harbaugh. So anywhere from 5 to about 15.
He might even last a little later than that. He might even slip to the Bengals at a few picks later, which would be crazy. Just because, not because he's not a great player, just because of all the other needs. But Brock Bowers in this draft goes 15 to the Colts. Then Max Melton, who is, people are sleeping on him, Bo Melton's brother, athletic cornerback out of Rutgers, some juice at wide receiver, add to that room with Jermaine Burton. Mo Kamara, a situational pass rusher who can slowly ease his way into the lineup. Dwayne Carter, another guy with a ton of juice in the middle of the defense. Nia Smith takes return duties off of Josh Downs. And finally, CJ Hansen adds some depth in the interior offensive line room. All right, that wraps up the Perfect Colts draft. Make sure to subscribe to NFL on CBS on YouTube and download the With the Perfect podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're hitting all 32 teams.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest is Football. It's me alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.